here are the ingredients a little new school. Some soul. A little R&B. And a taste of old school.
Anywhere you go, it's the same cry. Morning worries, I'm only worries. Everyone
the heart of Bristol. Keep on moving. You're listening to Ujima 98 FM.
This is a repeat program.
Soul Health and Wellness with the Rev. Hi, I am the Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, I'll take you on a health and wellness journey with fantastic tips and hacks to heal your body and expand your mindset. We'll bring in experts on topic plus great music to satiate your soul. Soul Health and Wellness with the Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, right here on Ujima Radio.
I look back over my life,
thank you.
And all the times you brought me through,
thank you.
I just want to say, Father, thank you.
When I was lonely and needed someone to hold me, you were beside me. When my nights got cold and lonely, oh, you never let me down when
no one else could be found out.
Always count on you to see me through. I'm telling you that you are the reason I'm alive.
Say thank you.
When my nights got cold and lonely, whoa,
you never let me down when
no one else
could be found out.
Always count on you to save me through, I'm telling you.
You're the reason, Jesus, I'm alive and breathing.
Hallelujah.
For me, you gave your life, and now my life, it has no meaning.
Listen.
Because of your grace,
I can see your face.
Say thank you. Helping me to pay the rent, I wanna.
Thank you.
For my wife and kids, Lord.
Thank you.
yo, for everything you did, I wanna
thank you.
What y'all laughing at? Y'all better sing. Come on, say thank you. Let me hear you say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you. You made the raindrops go away. Thank you, cause my pain is gone.
My pain is gone.
A beautiful day there with Jermaine Edwards. I hope it is a beautiful day for you today. So finishing off on headaches. So somebody has asked me, how long is too long for a headache? Somebody else also asked about children. What do we do about that? And when exactly should they seek medical advice, and what about the overuse of painkillers? Let's see if I can answer some of these for you. So, if a headache is lasting longer than 72 hours, I would say that's too long, particularly if it's the worst headache ever experienced, or if it comes, as I said, with the accompanied other symptoms that we talked about, then really I would advise that that's the time to have it evaluated properly by a healthcare professional. So if you have migraines or aura symptoms that last longer than an hour, or the migraine itself is lasting more than 72 hours, which is really a long time to be suffering with a migraine, again, if it's really severe headache, especially if it's what I said earlier, if it's disrupting your daily life activities and, these symptoms such as your vision is changing, you have fever, then that is the time to be assessed by a doctor. All right, so 72 hours. Any aura symptoms? Generally, headaches that aren't so severe, as I said, there's over-the-counter things that you can take, the dark room, quiet area suggestions, doing your exercise, drinking water, eating those lighter, blander foods, things like that. That's a general thing. But if you begin to have stiff neck, fever, vision changes, numbness, weakness, any slurred speech, get it evaluated straight away. Now, if these headaches are waking you up from sleep and making it difficult to fall asleep, and if this becomes a pattern, then again, that is time to seek medical advice. What about children? For children under 12, seek medical advice for headaches that wake them up or cause them vision or any speaking problem, or if they're accompanied by difficulty balancing or walking. Those are definitely signs to look out for. If the headaches, the worst headache ever, if you find that you just can't concentrate, then we know either you or the child, it's time to seek medical advice. Now, there is something called thunderclap headaches. It comes suddenly with such intensity that, again, needs to be seen straight away. So,
keeping you informed, the BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
A group of people in Bristol South Mead say their patience is running thin with the City Council over an illegal encampment of caravans and vans in a field. In June, people on Lanacoss Road complained to the council about antisocial behaviour and called on it to take action. The local authority says it is working to get them evicted. One of the residents, Rhonda Golding, says the vans first turned up in January.
We've had a lot of issues with them banging it all hours of the night. They've been revving their engines. The neighbours are shouting out, please, can you keep the noise down? My children are asleep. We've even had Deliveroo. We've had Uber Eats knocking on our doors with deliveries for the van dwellers across the road. And this could be anywhere between 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
The reopening of a major commuter route which links the M5 and Bristol has been delayed by a week. The A38 Gloucester Road flyover at Filton was due to reopen yesterday, but delays mean it will stay shut until September the 8th. South Gloucestershire Council has apologised for the delays, but also says the work to the flyover, which is nearly 50 years old, is crucial to the long-term safety of the structure. Sport Now and Bristol City say they're still looking for one or two more through the door before the 7 o'clock transfer deadline tonight. Last night they signed Brazilian left back Neto Borges on a season-long loan from Middlesbrough to bolster their defence. Incomings usually also mean outgoings, with multiple sources suggesting that defender Zach Viner might be off to Wrexham. Rovers are also hoping to do more business. Speaking on Having a Gas last week, Bristol Rovers manager Daryl Clark suggested it could be a big day for them.
I expect a busy day. I hope we have a busy day. We need a busy day, if I'm honest with you, just to strengthen the right areas that we need to strengthen. Me assessing now over this last couple of months as well, there might be one or two going out and freshening the squad up. So I expect a busy day, so hopefully that doesn't disappoint.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
Soul health and wellness with The Rev. Every Monday from 12 noon till 2, we will take you on a health and wellness journey with fantastic tips and life hacks to heal your body and expand your mindset. We will bring in experts on topics, plus great music to saturate your soul. Remember, soul health and wellness every Monday, 12 till 2 with The Rev, right here on Ujima Radio.
Said that you weren't beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin. Who said that you were all alone and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little lies that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes and you'll see been there the whole time. Ooh, either way you were running, either way you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believed it, when your eyes couldn't see every single moment, you've always been perfectly loved. Ooh, perfectly loved. You've always been perfectly
in the hands of the as the wounds of the world became his. See the kindness heaven has for you and how he's always been drawing you in. So many open doors, so many miracles that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes and you'll see it's been there the whole time.
Meridian, serving the Bristol community and beyond. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Perfectly loved. Oh my goodness. Did you know that? You are perfectly loved. And sometimes it's hard to feel that way when things are going on in our lives, in which we have all the time. But, you know, that one comes for you today. If you're going through some struggles, just not sure about what's going on, remember, life loves you perfectly, even though it don't seem that way sometimes. And that piece was by Rachel Lamper. Before I go on into our next topic, I am looking at this year's calendar. And as you know, we are just at the first week in there, just over the first week in. And there's a reading on this calendar. This calendar is actually called Life Words, Life Fill Words Quotes Calendar. And the reading for the month of July, I don't know, I just felt to read this as it is about soul, yeah, soul health. So this is about some healing for your soul, as well as looking at our health and wellness. Our soul health is very important, how we feel inside. And I think that this reading is a really good one for us. And it says here, well, first of all, I tell you what the picture is like. It's really, really good. It's like, it's a silhouette of a lady. She's by the beach and it looks like it's the sunset. So, and she's, her head is back and her hands are back, actually. They're out and back with her, you know, as if you imagine that you're standing up with your head back and your hands back, and you're just breathing in the air, the fresh air there on a lovely summer's evening. The sun is setting. And the quote for that says, "Everything I need to fulfill the very best version of myself is within my next breath. I am so grateful for that." So that comes today. That's a really good quote. Maybe you can just claim that. Maybe you're not by the beach. You don't have the opportunity to be by the beach and just get out there and stand and breathe in the air with your head back and your hands back. But we can take these words. So I'll read them again. It says, "Everything I need to fulfill the very best version of myself is within my very next breath, and I am so grateful." So those were words from the Life Words Quotes calendar. And there's another little reading. It says on the top of that, like a quote that we could have for ourselves each day of July. It says, "I am grateful to life for each breath." Well, so we should. If within the next breath is all that we need to fulfill the very best version of ourselves, then let us be grateful for each and every breath. I hope that was a good soul health tip for you. As we go through, you might say, well, where can I get this Word Life Quote calendar? You can from the Magnificent Way gift shop, or you can go to Soul Life Publishing House. And because it's the month of July and they have gone down, I believe that it's from tomorrow, yes, the date. Yeah, from tomorrow, the middle of, anyways, the middle of July. So if you wait till a bit, when it's the middle of July, and the middle of July starts the 16th, doesn't it? That's the middle of July. Then those calendars is gone one third the price. So it's not just half price, it is one third the price. And so you can have all these wonderful quotes each month and every day for your life for the rest of July. And it comes, it says here, it comes filled with, you know, week, national and international holidays. It has days, for instance, like Mandela International Day, the Rastafarian Haile Selassie birthday. It's got International Friendship Days. It's got World Population Day that's coming up tomorrow. That's World Population Day. I never knew that before, but here on this wonderful calendar, you can have that. This calendar is like a daily reminder of your true worth and the amazing possibilities that are open and available for you. That's what it says at the bottom. It says it comes with 12 inspiring and motivational and transformational quotes. They say it's a great self Help Toolkit to successfully self-heal emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. So get your life words quote calendar from the Magnificent Way gift shop or Soul Life Publishing House. Well, I'll go on with my topic that we were discussing. Before I go on to my next topic, which is toothache. Well, we tend to get that, especially young people. I don't know why I'm saying young people, but people do. You know, you're eating your popcorn around this time. You're eating more nuts and things like that. So I'm dealing today on the Soul Health and Wellness with the Rev Show, things that is just common, illnesses and, you know, things that give us discomfort. So I'm dealing with those topics, general topics today. Toothache, headache, stings, burns, tummy ache, and things like that. So I'm going to finish off with the headache things that we were talking about. We said about the children, did we not? That, you know, if children under 12, we need to seek medical advice for headaches that wake them up, that give them any vision, you know, causing them any vision problem or speaking problem, or if they're accompanied by difficult balancing or walking. If you think that, gosh, this is the worst headache ever, and that you have experienced and you don't have an explanation about that, for instance, like you bang your head, then you didn't have enough sleep or something like that, then you really should get it seen to as a medical emergency. There's also, I think I said that just before we came back there from that break, thunderclap headaches. And these are headaches that come on suddenly and very intensely. So that's why they're called thunderclap headaches. You know, like a thunder, boop, it just comes. And these also, you might think, wow, I just have a sudden, ooh, so intense. It's best to really seek help, even to be treated as a medical emergency. There is an overuse, and I really need to point this out, that there is something called the overuse of over-the-counter painkillers that we need to pay attention to, all right? So do ask your doctor about how much medication you need to take so that you don't overuse, all right? And when you overuse, guess what? The headache worsens, all right? So that's something that we should look out for. Read the instructions on your over-the-counter use of painkillers for headaches or nausea. It's best always to err on the side of caution and consult your healthcare professional if you are not certain what to do. But my wish for you is that your summer will be headache-free, nausea-free, and that, you know, you'll just enjoy a wonderful summer 2025.
Hi, this is John Banks. Why don't you join me for a deep dive into classic soul and blues? I'll be bringing you music spanning over 90 years from the 1930s to the present day. You'll get something old, something new, something soul and something blues.
Show the people!
Journey with me on Shades of the Blues every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on Ujima Radio.
People's Comedy, winner of Best Pro Comedy Night 2025 for the Southwest in Wales. Hey you, listening, are you tired of commercial comedy where the comedians don't really seem to stand for anything except for their own bank balance? Do you believe that comedians deserve to be paid for their work? Well, so do we. So come on down to the People's Comedy, the best comedy nights across Bristol.
Find us on Head First, Instagram at the People's Comedy Official, or online at thepeoplescomedy.org. Because you're worth it.
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 Here with something major for all Caribbean crew. Digicel already makes it super easy to send a mobile recharge to family back home. But now, they've made it even better. 30% off your next top-up when you use promo code LOVE30. That means more credit, more data, more love for your peeps in the Caribbean. Just go to topup.digicelgroup.com or grab the Digicel International app. Use code LOVE30 and show your people some love, no matter the miles.
Victoria Mutual invites members, Jamaicans and friends of Jamaica to its community forum, hosted by the group president and CEO of Victoria Mutual, Courtney Campbell. Come learn of investment opportunities available in Jamaica, home ownership and what it takes to retire back home. Also in attendance will be representatives from the Jamaican High Commission. Friday, June 20th at Lewisham Town Hall, Civic Suite, Catford Road, London SE6, 4RU. Registration starts at 6 p.m. Call 0207 738 6799 to confirm your attendance. This is one event you can't afford to miss.
Wildex Junior
to lean on.
Politex Foundation Crew, in association with Culture Connect, M&L Promotions and Ministry of Reggae, present the first Politex Foundation Crew Memorial in memory of the original dancehall voice of Bristol, the original Jimmy Swing, Politex legend, Saturday 20th September 2025. Venue, Bawa Healthcare and Leisure Centre, 589 Southmead Road, Filton, Bristol, BS34 7RG, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sound systems and crews on the night. Politex and the Foundation Crew, Titanium with Chikwa from Southampton, Obsession with Webster and Fire Neil from London, Studio 54 with Super Ron and Black Unity Sound from London, and Sparkle Sound from Bristol. Qualitex Foundation Crew Memorial in memory of the original dancehall voice of Bristol, the original Jimmy Swing. Qualitex Ledge Jimmy Swing. Qualitex Ledge Jimmy Swing. Qualitex Ledge Jimmy Swing. Qualitex Ledge Jimmy Swing.
And I gotta let them know Qualitex Studio here on the center.
Ujima Radio, simply the best.
Soul Health and Wellness with the Rev. Hi, I am the Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, I'll take you on a health and wellness journey with fantastic tips and hacks to heal your body and expand your mindset. We'll bring in experts on topic plus great music to satiate your soul. Soul Health and Wellness with the Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, right here on Ujima Radio.
Fear of failure chasing me. I don't wanna live that way. I gotta have a bit more faith. I would let the mountains move me. I would let the problems stop me. I don't wanna live that way. I gotta have a bit more faith. I can face the lion. Because you live in me, you're greater than the storms I face. Nothing stands in your way. I will let the mountains move me. I will let the problems stop me. I don't wanna live that way. I gotta have a bit more faith. I can face the lions, the giants. I'll walk tall through the valley. Fear won't shake me, won't break me.
Again, I can do all things in you, in you.
Ujima Radio. Write, send, and shout it out loud.
I can do all things in you. And that was Yvette Luna in you. And yes, you are listening to The Rev every Monday, 12 till 2. Keep it locked, 98 FM Ujima Radio. We have some great tips and hacks here for you. And we are looking at, you know, things, general health obstacles that we have over this summertime. And one of the common one that we are talking about, we've looked at just now, we were talking about headaches and nausea, and we are going to look at toothache. I know how to get rid of your toothache. We're going to look at some of the common causes of toothache, and let's see what we can do. We're also going to look at some homemade remedies. I think those are always the best ones, and I tend to talk a lot on this show about homemade remedies because it helps to save us a lot of money, and most of the times we have those things in our cupboards anyway and we don't know that we can apply them. So let's think about how to get rid of a toothache. So dealing with a toothache can be an excruciating experience. I'm sure we will all agree. This causes you discomfort and often disrupt our daily life. So while consulting a dentist is the best course of action, of course, several natural home remedies can provide temporary relief and help to alleviate the pain until you can get to the professional or that you decide to look to see if it's going to go away, if what you're using is helping enough, and it might even alleviate it completely. Now, toothaches result from several underlying issues, actually, such as cavities, gum infection, or even dental trauma. Yes, it really does. And so we're going to look at a few range of practical and safe natural remedies to help you relieve the throbbing pain and the discomfort also always associated with a headache. So we are going to go from soothing herbal teas to simple kitchen ingredients. These remedies help to reduce the inflammation, also help to numb the affected area, but generally to promote good oral health. So I'm sure you agree with me that this is a useful topic. Well, I hope it is. And you can, you know, if we can help you to manage toothache symptoms from the comfort of your own home while you're awaiting dental care, then we're ensuring that you have a more comfortable journey towards an early recovery. So what are some of the common causes of toothache? As I said before, dental cavity, that's what we call tooth decay. The most frequent cause for toothache and dental cavity, also known as tooth decay, is when bacteria in the mouth produce acids that erode your enamel. So what happens? It leads to a hole or a cavity in that tooth. And then these cavities can expose the very sensitive inner layer of the tooth. And that is what causes the pain when it comes in contact, especially with hot or very cold or very sweet or very acidic foods and drinks. So in the summer, we tend to have very, very cold drinks. More than likely, sweet things as well. You know, we're going by the beach. But it's not just because it's summer, but some of these topics as well is very relevant to the month we're in and to the season that we're in. There's also gum infections we call gingivitis or periodontitis. And gum infections such as gingivitis is very mild and periodontitis is very severe. And these really give you bad toothache, where there's inflammation and infection of the gums, and soon, do you know, that spread to all the surrounding tooth roots, and that can cause severe discomfort and pain. Other symptoms around these gum infection includes swollen and bleeding gums, along with tooth sensitivity. Remember, we are looking at some of the common causes of toothaches. Then there is the tooth fracture or cracks. And I'm not sure if, like you, eat like eating nuts. Vegans tend to eat a lot of nuts, vegetarians. But whether or not, some people like to chew on their bones. They like to eat hard, you know, hard nuts. So a tooth fracture or crack, what it does, it sometimes exposes the inner nerve, which we call the pulp of the tooth, and that results in, I'm telling you, excruciating pain. Some other common cause of tooth fractures could include trauma, biting on complex objects or large cavities. If you have a large cavity, it actually weaken the tooth structure and cause it to crack. Another thing for a common cause of toothache is tooth sensitivity. Tooth sensitivity can cause sharp, sometimes sudden pain when the teeth comes in contact with something hot or very cold or very sweet, very acidic substances. So you find that your tooth is, if you find that your tooth is very sensitive to this, then we need to alter what we're doing. So having warmer drinks, not too cold, but not too cold. Try to stay away from sweet or acidic substances if that is the case. So tooth sensitivity often occur due to something we call exposed dentin. And that's the sensitive layer beneath the enamel, okay? Dentin is the sensitive layer beneath the teeth's enamel. Again, when you have receding gums or, you know, erosion buildup on your enamel, you find that your teeth become very sensitive. And some, as we, most of us have known, if we're adults, we have the wisdom tooth have a lot of impact. Impacted wisdom tooth, which doesn't fully erupt or grow in the proper position, can cause intense pain. Yes, I know that. And a lot of discomfort. And they can lead to pressure on other teeth, causing inflammation and ultimately infection, which then cause even more and greater severe pain. So, you know, these are some of the common causes. There's also the dental abscess, which is not so very nice, but we're just addressing these things so you know what's going on. So when there's a dental abscess, it means that there's a pocket of pus that forms in and around a tooth, and that often leads to some bacterial infection. So, you know, some of these things doesn't sound too nice, but we're going to look further at how we can deal with this, and how we can deal with this at home is very important as well. So, and there is also something called bruxism. You think, what is that? That's teeth grinding.
Here are the ingredients a little new school.
Yes, I'm on a romantic call, talking to my baby over the yard. I'm on a romantic call, Lila Aika, you can't go take tea from. I'm on a romantic call.
Some soul.
Right at the days they seem to go. Nothing can dampen a deep mind, yeah, yeah.
A little R&B. And a taste of old school.
One man against the world. The victory is mine. Love knows.
The heart of Bristol. Keep on moving. You're listening to Ujima 98 FM.
Soul Health and Wellness with the Rev. Hi, I am the Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, I'll take you on a health and wellness journey with fantastic tips and hacks to heal your body and expand your mindset. We'll bring in experts on topic plus great music to satiate your soul. Soul Health and Wellness with the Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, right here on Ujima Radio.
Something good. gonna find me here. Oh yeah, favor gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss the money. But this year, your blessings I'm embracing. Hey, healing have you come my way. Blessings have you come my way. Winning, we winning, and we here to stay. Is the blessings me say will find me?
And you are listening to The Rev here every Monday, 12 till 2, 98 FM. Keep it locked. So that was Sherwin Gardner, and it was Blessing is going to find me here. I hope Blessing will find you wherever you are today. I'm just tailoring off there when we were talking about dental procedures, and sometimes you can actually get toothache from dental procedures such as fillings and root canals or extraction. They're occasionally occur, actually, I should say, after dental procedure. There is a lot of, you can suffer from tooth pain, but there are some natural homemade remedies that we're going to look at now that we can help to cause this subside and to heal the affected areas. Identifying any underlying cause of a toothache is very essential so that you can determine the appropriate treatment that is needed. But like headache, if you experience persistent or severe toothache, it is always advisable to seek professional dental care to address the issue very quickly and effectively. So now we're moving on to my favorite, and that is natural homemade remedies. What about something that we have all the time? Peppermint tea. That's right. So easy. You can get that in any store. It's not too expensive, but it is very good for toothaches. Okay? How? Peppermint is soothing. It's a soothing natural remedy. It's just a natural remedy for toothaches. Why? Due to its inherent analgesic properties. It is good for your tooth. The menthol in the peppermint leaves has a numbing effect which can relieve toothache pain very quickly and easily. How should I make my peppermint tea? So to use, you steep a peppermint tea bag in hot water for a few minutes, then you let it cool down. Then you place the tea bag directly on the affected area, or you can sip on the warm tea to experience its calming effects. This usually helps alleviate the discomfort while you await your professional dental care. If it's not serious, sometimes just that helps and works. Now, another thing, again, that is usually in our cupboards, but we don't think about it, is clove. Clove. Now, clove has been known for its potent numbing agent called Eugenol. 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 And this has been used for centuries. Let me tell you, it's been used for centuries to reduce dental pain. I remember using that at a time while I was waiting to see the dentist. And it really does work. It works really well, actually. Clove tea, made from clove oil or whole cloves, can be an effective, natural way to heal your toothache. So you can seep a clove, or a few drops. Now, did I say a few drops? Because clove oil is very strong. So use just a few drops of clove oil in hot water. Allow it to cool. And then you can use it as a mouth rinse, not to drink, or a mouthwash. The clove's numbing properties can temporarily relieve the throbbing pain associated with toothaches. Yes, it does. So do you see that these are homemade remedies for toothaches that is readily in our cupboard? Save us a lot of pain, but also save us a lot of money. Now, the next one is something that we have also in our cupboard. Most people do anyway. And that's chamomile tea. Did you know? This is one of my did you knows. Did you know that chamomile tea actually offers anti-inflammatory properties, and this can help to reduce gum inflammation and ease toothache discomfort? So when you brew a cup of chamomile tea, just let it cool down, and you can use it as a mouthwash or a gargle as well. So you're swishing around with the chamomile tea, provides you a soothing effect on irritated gums, making it then a natural and gentle way to alleviate toothache symptoms. So right there in your cupboard, you've had these three things, your peppermint tea, your clove oil, and your clove tea. Now, another thing we can use, and it saves us, you know, spending a lot, is a cold compress. Compress, I know it's very simple, but yet it's an effective natural remedy for toothache pain. Applying a cold compress or an ice pack, wrapped in a cloth, of course, on the outside of the cheek near the painful teeth can reduce inflammation as it numbs the area, the nerves in the area. So this, I know, is a temporary relief, but it can be especially helpful in managing the intensity of the toothache until you get to go to the dentist. And a more common one that we use, of course, is the salt water rinse. That's my favorite and easiest. Salt water rinses have been used for generations to relieve oral discomfort and to reduce inflammation. So mix in half a teaspoon of salt water in warm water, then using it as a mouthwash to rinse does help to soothe a toothache. The saline solution can reduce the inflammation, cleanse the affected area, thus relieving the pain and the discomfort in your mouth. So, rinsing with salt water can be done multiple times a day for temporary relief. And so that is what we have there on some homemade remedies that we can use and often have at our disposal. So I'm going to read them again. That's peppermint tea, clove oil tea or clove itself. So you can use the whole clove or the clove oil. Few drops of clove oil. I'm sort of repeating that. We can do it with chamomile tea. We can do it with a cold compress. And, of course, the good old salt water rinse. Now, I will be back because someone is asking, how long should I allow my toothache to last? I'll be back with Guide Me. And this next one is by Kendrick. Guide Me.
Guide me, make me clear. Guide me, Lord, make you guide me.
But I just want to show appreciation for the times you turn my mistakes to celebration. I know I feel stressed when I go through the test, but I know when I'm sure that I'm blessed. In the times my heart gets heavy, you never leave me, you always stay safe.
There's so many things to make me go astray, Lord. But you never judge me, you show me your way, Lord. Been through many, many things, I get plenty story. But I'm just trying to live my life all for your glory. Oh yeah, everybody has a prayer, sha. My only prayer now. Say, oh Lord, I make you guide me.
Guide me.
Oh yeah.
Make me see clearly.
Just make me see clearly. Lord, now your way I won't follow. Make you
guide me.
Make you guide
me.
So I can have my peace of mind, oh.
Guide me.
So I will never fall behind.
Make you guide me.
Make you guide me.
Guide me.
The world is full of darkness, Lord. Make me see clearly.
Guide me.
Guide
me.
I just want you to guide.
Ujima, love Bristol.
And that was Guide Me by Kendrick. So, the question that was posed by a listener is, how long will a toothache last? Or should a toothache last? So, well, a toothache can last anywhere from a couple of days to several weeks. Really depends on the cause or the severity of the underlying issue. I say if the pain is due to the temporary irritation, you know, like if you're brushing too hard, then it should be resolved within a day or two. However, if the pain is due to a cavity, an abscess, or other dental problems, it may persist or worsen until it gets proper treatment. So hence, you know, my answer is from a couple of days to several weeks. There are, however, some factors affecting the duration of that, how long it will last. So some of the cause then is toothache stems from various issues, as we said earlier, like cavities and abscesses, gum disease, crack or broken teeth, damaged fillings even. So some has been referred the pain for sinus infections, all right? So some pain has come from sinus infection and that somehow affects the teeth. So the severity, now, that's another thing, the severity of tooth pain. So you have mild irritation and that might resolve very quickly, while infections or severe damage can lead to much longer toothaches. There are treatments. So we have prompt treatments like fillings, root canals, but there is also other interventions that can significantly shorten the duration of the pain, such as individual healing. Because you know that healing vary, of course, from person to person. So the question, not a question, yep, here we are. When should I see a dentist? Okay, back to the same question. It's almost the same as the question before. So when to see a dentist? So I would say toothache lasting more than 2 days. So pain that doesn't respond to over-the-counter painkillers. So, you know, you've had the first day, you think, well, did I bite on something? And it's there. Second day, you know, you use a bit of paracetamol or ibuprofen, something like that. You know, it doesn't respond to over-the-counter painkillers. And now, not only is it lasting more than 2 days, it's not responding to over-counter painkillers. And it's been accompanied with fever. The gums are getting swell and there's a bad taste in your mouth. I think it's time to prepare yourself to see a dentist. Book an appointment to see your dentist. You're having pain when you're biting or you're chewing and you see the swelling in your cheek or your jaw. That is a time to see your dentist because there could be several causes why it's taking so long. You know, temporary gum irritation, as I say, that you normally resolve that in a day or two. But where is the cavity or abscess? And this does come and go, but it won't disappear completely, okay, without treatment. So, yes, we can try some of the things we have mentioned, the teas and so on. But if these are causing throbbing pain, then we know normally that there is some infection when it's caused these throbbing pain or you have a dental abscess. Now, if you have a damaged filling or a crown, if your crown breaks, your crown is damaged, or your filling is damaged, you're going to have quite a lot of sensitivity there when it's cold or hot, and the sensitivity will probably go on until the area is repaired. Now, a cracked tooth, that can cause sharp shooting pain when you have a cracked tooth. My goodness. So I'm hoping that, you know, these are times when you realize that's when I need to see a dentist. And those are some of the possibly causes. Another thing which is common, we didn't have this so much years ago. I mean, people, yes, was whitening their teeth, but not, it's almost fashionable now to go in the supermarket and it's getting less and less expensive to whiten the teeth. But teeth whitening can cause temporary sensitivity. So you have a little sharp pain there. But in this case, it's normally resolved after a few days. So it's essential, I would say, to seek your dentist for any toothache then that worsens, lasts over this length of time. You know, if it lasts over 2 days, it goes on for several weeks, well, you'd be very strong to bear it for several weeks. When you go to the dentist, the thing is, he can diagnose the cause of the pain and, as I say, he can recommend, like headache, he can recommend appropriate treatment. At this point, I'm going to share something with you. There is actually a 3-3-3 rule for toothache. I should have actually asked if you wanted to do a call in. Too late now. There is something, yes, for toothache called the 3-3-3 rule for toothache. Yes. So that's a way to remember how to manage pain with ibuprofen or paracetamol. So it involves taking 3 ibuprofen tablets, that is 600 meg total. So it mustn't be over that, right? So the 3 ibuprofen tablets should come to 600 meg. That's right. Taking these 3 times a day for 3 days. This approach helps to reduce inflammation, which is a major contributor to tooth pain. It's crucial, however, to consult with a healthcare professional before using this method, especially if you have underlying condition, all right? So, yes, it is the 3-3-3 rule for ibuprofen tablets. And remember, it mustn't be over 600 meg for the 3 ibuprofen tablets. These can be taken 3 times a day over 3 days, but it must be with your dental, healthcare professional advice that it's all right. All right. So each 200 mg ibuprofen tablet is taken typically 4 times a day or 200 mg tablets twice a day. The 3 times a day ensures a consistent level of ibuprofen in your system to combat pain and inflammation over 3 days. This is a short-term approach. However, if the pain insists beyond 3 days, it's important to see a dentist. There are some important considerations, and I would like to say what this is. This method is not suitable for everyone. All right? So if you have kidney problems or you have stomach ulcers, or if you're taking other medications, you have to seek professional health care. So it's not a cure, okay? It's a temporary measure to manage your pain. It does not address the underlying cause of the toothache. So it's just a way of managing your pain temporarily over 3 days while you're seeking and waiting for your dentist, all right? So seek your dental care if it persists beyond these 3 days. And so it's crucial to see your dentist for proper diagnosis and treatment. I have some goodies that I'm going to share with you, and that is how to kill toothache in a minute. Okay, how can you relieve toothache in a minute with natural herbal remedies? So we're going to talk about some other herbal remedies that you can use, 10 of them, to reduce your tooth pain after Nobody. It's called Nobody by Kendricks. I hope you like this as well, because the other one we played was so fine. Nobody by Kendricks.
Up in the yard, in the trenches, where we could never dream far, even with lenses, multi-share offenses, based on circumstances, but he cleaned my sins. Me, I don't know what God saw, but he see I'm since number 11, traumatized by a lot of things. I pushed away all my friends, couldn't trust human beings, but he no leave me since. Cause nobody fit be you. Nobody fit do the deed. Nobody's worthy of the love they give freely. Looking at the things you done for me, it don't give me a new philosophy. Say I no need to worry, cause I have somebody like nobody. 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 Right from back in the days, all the pains, all the stains, and all the chains that I caused for myself, he took them all away. He gave me grace, gave me pace, showed me ways. I will always be amazed by his love, oh. When all of my bodies been let me down, now Holy Spirit will they calm me down. Challenges throwing me for ground. Now only if it day for me, cause nobody fit be me. Nobody fit do the deed. Nobody's worthy of the love they give freely. Looking at the things you done for me, it don't give me a new philosophy. Say I don't need to worry, I have somebody like nobody. Nobody.
I'm not bothered anymore, because I have you. I am more than rest assured.
And that was Nobody by Kendrick. And here we are continuing with 10 ways to kill a toothache in a minute to relieve your tooth pain with natural herbal remedies. As we know that a toothache is something that we all experience. I don't think there is anybody on this planet who have not experienced at least once in their lifetime a toothache. So more than 90% of adults have had some form of tooth decay. Effective toothache remedies, it doesn't have to cost you a fortune, but it sometimes does. There are more affordable treatment methods you can try at home. Some we have already heard about, like the cold compress. That's it, yes. It's an effective way if you're experiencing pain. Use an ice pack, put an ice bag and wrapping it in a thin cloth, a little flannel or something, and placing the aching tooth for 15 minutes to numb the nerves. You can also try to apply to the cheek over the tooth in pain. Your brain will receive cold signals from your finger nerves, and those will be stronger than the pain signals. So the cold compress also reduces inflammation and swelling. We heard about the peppermint tea. So if you don't like colds, how about brewing some tea instead? Peppermint tea smells great and it has some numbing properties. Add 1 teaspoon of dry peppermint leaves to a cup of boiling water and let it brew for 20 minutes. Then you can use the mixture to rinse your mouth. Tea bags will also do in case you don't have dry tea leaves. So just brew one as you normally would, let it cool and apply it to the throbbing area. So you note that this pain reliever is safe, but only has a temporary effect, all right? If you want it to last, you'll have to repeat the process once the pain comes back in a few minutes and check if it relieves your tooth pain. Another thing that we can use is hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is a pain reliever which helps to manage pain discomfort. It cannot reduce plaque if that's the problem, but it will help to heal bleeding gums as well, and it also kill bad bacteria, so you can use it as a mouthwash. All you have to do is to mix 3% of hydrogen peroxide with equal amounts of water. Now, do not swallow it, all right? Don't not swallow it once you spit it out. So don't swallow once you spit it out. You just allow the mouth to be there for a while. So make sure you rinse your mouth with pure water a few times, all right? So now we actually spoke about the clove, whole clove or clove oil. And most of us know that clove, we always use clove as a spice. But it's not only just good as a spice. It's a great tool to give your meal special taste, but it's also a powerful healer. You know, clove has been healing toothache for ages. It has that thing called eugenol, I said earlier, which is a natural antiseptic. And the Chinese medicine is used as a Chinese medicine and parts as well as an Ayurveda medicine. So, you know, and you have right to question these things. Clove has been used for the production of toothpaste and mouthwashes. And so you can make some of your own in just a little bit using that. So, or you can chew. I wouldn't, but you can chew a whole clove just to release its oil. You can use a tiny amount of clove oil on, say, just about 2 drops, and place it on the affected area until the pain subsides. It is really an effective temporary solution for until you get to sort it out with your dentist. Another thing may not be so easy to get, but we can get these at most Asian store, and it's the guava leaves here in the UK. In the Caribbean, it's good, or in Africa or Asian countries, you will find a guava tree. The guava leaves is very good for dealing with tooth problems. Guava leaves have an anti-inflammatory properties, and it's also antimicrobial. So they help to alleviate toothaches, relieve mouth ulcers and swollen gums. So it's very ideal actually for dealing with our tooth problems. They help to reduce the swollen gum and they relieve the mouth ulcers. So what do? You simply chew on a leaf, guava leaf, until the juice starts working on the tooth and the affected area. That is the guava leaves for tooth problems.
Keeping you informed, the BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
A group of people in Bristol South Mead say their patience is running thin with the City Council over an illegal encampment of caravans and vans in a field. In June, people on Lanacoss Road complained to the council about antisocial behaviour and called on it to take action. The local authority says it is working to get them evicted. One of the residents, Rhonda Golding, says the vans first turned up in January.
We've had a lot of issues with them banging it all hours of the night. They've been revving their engines. The neighbours are shouting out, please, can you keep the noise down? My children are asleep. We've even had Deliveroo. We've had Uber Eats knocking on our doors with deliveries for the van dwellers across the road. And this could be anywhere between 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
The reopening of a major commuter route which links the M5 and Bristol has been delayed by a week. The A38 Gloucester Road flyover at Filton was due to reopen yesterday, but delays mean it will stay shut until September the 8th. South Gloucestershire Council has apologised for the delays, but also says the work to the flyover, which is nearly 50 years old, is crucial to the long-term safety of the structure. Sport Now and Bristol City say they're still looking for one or two more through the door before the 7 o'clock transfer deadline tonight. Last night they signed Brazilian left back Neto Borges on a season-long loan from Middlesbrough to bolster their defence. Incomings usually also mean outgoings, with multiple sources suggesting that defender Zach Viner might be off to Wrexham. Rovers are also hoping to do more business. Speaking on Having a Gas last week, Bristol Rovers manager Daryl Clark suggested it could be a big day for them.
I expect a busy day. I hope we have a busy day. We need a busy day, if I'm honest with you, just to strengthen the right areas that we need to strengthen. Me assessing now over this last couple of months as well, there might be one or two going out and freshening the squad up. So I expect a busy day, so hopefully that doesn't disappoint.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
Soul Health and Wellness with The Rev. Hi, I am The Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, I'll take you on a health and wellness journey with fantastic tips and hacks to heal your body and expand your mindset. We'll bring in experts on topic plus great music to satiate your soul. Soul Health and Wellness with The Rev. Every Monday from 12 to 2, right here on Ujima Radio.
This is love. So this is love. So this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow. And now I know the key to all heaven.
I am the Rev, every Monday 12 to 2 here on Ujima Radio 98 FM, and we are talking about those things that we experience over the summertime and how we can deal with them and deal with them effectively by using homemade remedies and just knowing what to do over the summer season. Some of what we looked at is headaches that often comes when the weather is so hot. We look at toothaches where we are eating icy things or eating on those nuts, and some of the things that we've been looking at, the last thing we looked at was the guava leaves. And we can simply chew on a leaf or two of the guava leaf. You might say, where would I find a guava? And how is that spelled? This is G-U-A-V-A. You can get that in the Asian store. You can order it maybe on Amazon. If you're in the Caribbean or African or Asian countries, you should be able to get hold of the fresh ones. There are some dried ones in the Asian shops. I just bought some recently. And you can chew a leaf or two until the juice starts working on the affected tooth, or you can place a few guava leaves in boiling water, allow the liquid to cool to a warm temperature, and then add a sprinkle of salt, using the solution as a mouthwash to relieve your tooth pain. Then what we have is thyme. Well, I mean, that is just so common. Thyme is a remedy that has been tested by thyme. You get it? Thyme has been tested by thyme. So thyme has been tested by thyme. It's the ancient Egyptian way. They tested it themselves and proved that it really, really works. It's not only a popular spice, but it's a powerful medication that can treat several things like acne. It can help to lower your blood pressure, and its antibacterial and antioxidant properties make it an excellent toothache treatment tool. So make a few drops of thyme essential oil on a cotton ball. And so once the oil is diluted, remember I said a few drops. So once the oil is diluted, then you apply the cotton ball to the aching area as an alternative. Or you can make a thyme mouthwash by adding a few drops of essential oil into a small glass of water. So can you guess what remedy was widely used in Asian Chinese and Indian medicine and to treat the toothache? You're right, it was the thyme. Now, another thing that you probably wouldn't think of, and we have it in our cupboards. Yes, we have it usually for breakfast, wheatgrass. Wheatgrass has antibacterial properties, which both offer short-term and long-term benefits, while it also prevents tooth pain. It just relieves the tooth pain. So for best result, you can chew the wheatgrass directly, or you can use this juice as a mouthwash. What this does, it removes the toxins from the gum, and it supplies them with important nutrients they need to reduce the bacterial growth. Plus, it also gives you a fresh breath as a bonus if you use it regularly. So what's the secret behind wheatgrass? It's chlorophyll. It's packed with amino acids, vitamins, calcium, and even hundreds of enzymes are found packed in wheatgrass. So all this makes it a great natural remedy for gum disease and other unpleasant conditions. And then now there is one that we use. We use this in our cookery. I think most people use this all the time in their cooking. Garlic. Garlic has been known and used for its diverse medical properties. Why? Because it kills harmful bacteria and it works as a pain reliever as well. The best approach to using is either to make a paste of it and place it on the affected area, or to chew it, but slowly. You can repeat this natural treatment for a few days until the pain is gone. But in case you're having doubts about this remedy, because of the odor, you might think, oh my goodness, this is too strong. It has a pain reliever, and think about it like that and just forget about the smell. It's So we came back to what I said was my favorite, and that's, of course, is the salt water. So my grandmother used to use this remedy all the time. And when I mention Caribbean grandma's homemade remedy, I always talk about the salt water. Salt water is a natural disinfectant, and it's easy and effective way to cure a toothache. All you have to do is to mix half a tablespoon of salt in a glass of warm water and use that as a mouthwash. It also prevents swelling and it cleans the area around the tooth that is aching. And dentists actually recommend rinsing your mouth with salt water in addition to your regular dental routine. So don't just say, you know, I'm going to use that as a mouthwash and not use your toothpaste and clean regularly. We need to keep up and to keep our teeth healthy. This next one might be a little surprise. Onion. I know. Onion actually contain... I'm finding it difficult to pronounce my words. And that's I can't pronounce that. I'm telling you. Phytochemicals. P-H-Y-T-O. So phytochemicals. And yes, it's fighting bacteria. So we try to remember it like that. Onion contains phytochemicals that target the germs responsible for the infection. So because you're fighting that, it gives you a break from the pain. The best approach to use this is just to cut off a piece of the onion and chew on it on the side of the mouth that the pain is. What this does, you see, it's allowed the juice from the onion to penetrate your tooth. And if the pain is too intense to chew, you can just use the finger and hold a piece of lemon directly against the affected tooth. And this has proven to be very effective. And... if you think that the onion or the garlic smell was bad, remember, the more pungent the onion, the stronger the healing effect will be. Sweet onions won't be as powerful as red or yellow ones when it comes to relieving tooth pain. So coming away from food, there is another thing that has been used, and that is applying acupressure. So in case the pain is stuck and you have nothing at hand, for example, if you are at an important meeting or if you're stuck in traffic jam, for instance, you can apply acupuncture. Simply pressing certain points can help to release important good feel good. It's called feel good hormones. We call them endorphins, and it helps to make you feel better and help to relieve the pain. So here is something you can try. Press and hold the point behind your outer ankle for a minute with your fingertip. Don't press too hard though. Just the outer point behind your ankle bone for a minute with your fingertips, not too hard. And press between the base of your thumb and your index finger on the back of your hand with the thumb of the other hand. So do this moderately for 10 minutes. So note, the remedies that I've mentioned today are only temporary effects. They won't cure the cause of the tooth problem for good. So it's still a good idea to see your dentist to help to eliminate any cause of toothache, just in case, stop it coming back. Here is something that I'm going to also share. If you are breastfeeding or have medical condition, you need to see your dentist before trying any herbal usage for your toothache.
This is Dr. J inviting you to tune in to a special African heritage show,
African Anthems,
showcasing the greatest Afrocentric tracks on the planet every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to midnight on Ujima Radio 98 FM, DAB, and online. African Anthems, every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Number one
radio station in Bristol.
Ujima Radio, the home of Black Entertainment.
Our effort
dreamed of owning a home in Jamaica? Yes? Then come along to Buy Right, Live Well, where VM Building Society will help you discover how to make that dream a reality by offering guidance on starting your home ownership journey, mortgage consultations, mortgage pre-qualification and application support. September the 4th at Trinity Community Centre, Trinity Road, Bristol, BR20NW. Telephone 0207 738 6799 to secure your seat at this exclusive forum hosted by the VM Group. Verification documents required. VM Building Society, your partnership for home ownership.
The People's Comedy. Winner of Best Pro Comedy Night 2025 for the Southwest in Wales. Hey, you listening. Are you tired of commercial comedy where the comedians don't really seem to stand for anything except for their own bank balance? Do you believe that comedians deserve to be paid for their work? Well, so do we. So come on down to the People's Comedy. The best comedy nights across Bristol.
Find us on Head First, Instagram at The People's Comedy Official, or online at thepeoplescomedy.org. Because you're worth it.
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 Because you're worth it. Because you're worth it.
Children of black heritage are more likely to be affected by Kawasaki disease, the leading cause of acquired heart disease in UK children, and may be more likely to suffer heart damage. Donated blood helps to make the medicine which protects children's hearts from Kawasaki disease, so it's important to think about donating blood to help children in your community. Donating blood will help to protect their hearts. To find out how or where to donate blood, visit blood.co.uk. Find out more about Kawasaki disease by visiting society.org.uk.
You're rocking with the best here on Ujima Radio, 98 FM.
Soul health and wellness with the Rev. Every Monday from 12 noon till 2, we will take you on a health and wellness journey with fantastic tips and life hacks to heal your body and expand your mindset. We will bring in experts on topics plus great music to saturate your soul. Remember, soul health and wellness every Monday, 12 till 2 with The Rev right here on Ujima Radio.
Good all the time, you are good.
With the best here on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
And that was Christafari, Lord You Are Good. Wow, we were just rocking it here in the studio, and we are coming to a close. How quickly the day has gone. So I'm closing off and with two takes, and we're going to go into something that really occurred during the summer, and we've been touching on things that things that we know about. It is easy, like our toothache, the headache that we talked about in the show today. I'm finishing off with toothache because somebody has just asked, what about when you have toothache at night? We're going to answer that. And but we're going to deal with stings, because during the summer months, there tend to be a lot of wasps and bees and insects around, and we're going to deal with that in a mo. But to answer your question, toothache at nights can't be very nice. So there are three things you can do that I'm going to advise today, and that is to sleep with extra pillows. Like, elevating your head helps to limit the blood flow to the face, because blood is pressure and pressure is pain. So sleeping with extra pillows, again, these are things that we can use easily, self-help. Another thing we can do to alleviate toothaches at night is to eat less at night. Less food means less metabolic processes, which also mean less blood pump into the face, and also lean towards colder and softer foods if you're going to eat, rather than hot and acidic food. All right, but eating less at night is really one of the things to do to reduce and or to alleviate and deal with toothaches at night. Lastly, the third one in dealing with toothaches at night is to brush and floss. So before going to bed, it's really a good thing to do to try to reduce the number of germs in the mouth. And we do that, we keep everything as clean as possible to help your body then fight off any infection. All right. So, I hope that will help you. We're going to look very quickly then at how we can deal with stings. How do you deal with stings? And that is, around this time, there's a lot of bees, a lot of insects flying around. And yes, we like to get our honey, we like to see the wasp and so on, but we don't want to get sting. But if we do, what and how can we treat that? So to treat most insect bites and stings, you can start by washing the area with soap and water. Simply a cold compress, right? So you apply a cold compress or an ice pack to reduce any swelling, and it will also reduce the pain. You might also consider using over-the-counter pain relievers like paracetamol or ibuprofen for pain. There's also antihistamine, and that will reduce any itching or swelling that might be one of the things that you'll find happen with an insect or bite or a sting. But if symptoms seems to worsen, or if you experience certain things like severe allergic reaction, because some people do get allergic reaction from bites and stings, if you have difficulty breathing or your throat swelling, for instance, seek immediate medical attention. So I'm going to talk just a little bit in more in detail about how you can treat insect bites. So if you can see the stinger, that means, you know, that little stinger that he stung you and is still there. If it's visible, carefully remove it. That was actually an advice from St. John Ambulance. They're saying just carefully remove it with a tweezer. You can just get the stinger out. It really does help them stop the swelling and anything, any other allergic reaction from happening. So you wash the area just with clean, you can just clean the area, the stung area, thoroughly with soap and water. You can also apply a cold compress. So you can use the ice pack or a cloth, you know, a flannel, soaked in cold water for at least 10 to 12 minutes. And that, listen, see, you don't have to spend anything. That really does help to reduce the swelling and the pain, because the pain is coming because of the swelling. And a cold water compress will help to alleviate the swelling and the pain. So sometimes when you have a bite and a sting, there, as well as the pain, there is a lot of itchiness. So over-the-counter pain relievers like paracetamol or ibuprofen, I said, can help with the pain. And antihistamine, either whether it's something to rub in or it's something that you can take, we call it oral, you can help to relieve the itching. So what type of cream? There is the hydrocortisone cream. Can also be used to reduce itching and swelling, but not in the case involving caterpillar hair. So in cases caterpillar hair, you know, the hydrocortisone cream is not going to work, so you need to see the doctor about that. But there are other topical treatments that we can use, like calamine lotion or the paste of baking soda and water. These are easy things, but they can help to soothe irritation. Lastly, as we're coming to a close, you can elevate the area. If the bite and sting is on your arm or your leg, elevate it, and that will easily reduce the swelling. So avoid scratching, because when you scratch, you worsen the irritation and you increase the risk of infection. Seek medical attention for severe reaction. So if you're having difficulty breathing, throat swelling, or widespread rash, seek immediate medical help. All right? So if it worsens beyond just a few days, seek medical help. If you experience signs of infection, like redness and pus, seek medical attention. If you have any type of severe allergic reaction, seek medical attention. And if you're unsure about the severity of the bite or sting, seek medical attention. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that some of these hacks and tips went a long way to help you with any of the symptoms that we've spoken about today. You've been listening to The Rev here on Soul Health and Wellness with The Rev Show. We're here every Monday from 12 till 2. Have a wonderful day and week ahead.
Here are the ingredients a little new school. Some soul.